On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the weekend footy preview for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway.
Off the SMS, Brandon Bayswater North gets it straight away. He says, one word for you, Tomo, vortex.
They did not get me, my friend.
How are you, mate?
I am very good. I am very good. The vortex, they're back again this week, though. Give them credit.
Funnily enough, they keep coming up.
They're persistent. It is a very persistent vortex and one of the most important games of this round. But how funny is that last week? You had every right to tip the Tigers. After you look at those stats that we went through here on the program,
it was
change your pick time.
It was Tiger time.
We stood firm.
We stood firm on the Cats.
We deserved that tip.
We did deserve that tip because we stood firm.
Very good. How are you, Danny boy?
A bit dicey there for a little while.
Yeah, it was.
Going well, mate. It's been a big week, been a busy week. Good. And I'm just looking at you, and I got a bit of feedback off the SMS, Tomo, early in the afternoon. Perhaps there might be some boots being pulled on this weekend. Tomo, tell me.
It's official.
Going on?
Yeah, it's official.
Are you back?
I'm back. I'm having a kick again.
For the Sharks?
For the Doncaster Sharks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so tomorrow afternoon at Shram's Reserve in Doncaster.
That's a big day for the club.
It's a huge day. It's a really big day.
Not just because you're back.
No, of course. It's got nothing to do with it.
It's got something to do with it.
The Doncaster Sharks are one of the foundation member clubs of the AFL.
Yes.
One of the first teams to join the AFL. And they are playing their 1,000th game of Eastern Football League football.
Fantastic.
And they're having a bit of a celebration. They've done a great job. They've got some new jumpers, special jumpers, with every player's name, last name on the jumper, on the stripes.
Who's ever represented the game? The team?
Who's ever represented the club. So all the names are on there. And to anyone that's listening in and you want to come and watch a good game of local footy, Shram's Reserve in Doncaster, and you'll see Thy People's Hamstring, trying very hard to tear it again.
Who are we playing?
East Burwood, the Rams.
The Rams.
Spiders Rams. Spiders Rams.
Spider Lee's boys out there.
Yeah,
it's Rams. So, well, good luck to you, mate.
Which
That's
has
fantastic.
Been great. And to be honest, mate, the last few weeks, I've been on a bit of a fitness kick. I am feeling bloody good.
I can see it.
I've been eating healthy. How about that?
Who does that?
Who does that? It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's like
talk.
I found it for the first time. I'm like a new guy.
You look like a new guy. You look very fit. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say very fit. I'm sort of in between. But I've been able to train for a few weeks. Been doing a bit of boxing.
Remember
Jerry Murphy, who looked after us at Hawthorne?
My word, now he's involved in the Bombers.
He used to punch the pipe out of us, but he sort of looked after us.
Whilst punching the pipe.
I've been doing a couple of sessions with him in the boxing ring, and he's enjoying punching the pipe out of me again. So
great gym in Surrey Hills is Jerry.
Yeah, he's a good man.
And he's now working with the Bombers.
He is. So doing a bit with the Bombers, and a couple of his fighters are at the national titles, and one gold medal over the last weekend on the Gold Coast.
It's a factory down there with Jerry. It's a factory of stars.
Yes. So
good luck to you, mate.
I'm starting at the bottom, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Just getting out there, the old legs, getting out there and having a kick of local footy, which is where it's at its best.
Yeah, good stuff. Great to see the big People's Hamstring back there on the oval, causing some havoc. Hopefully for the opposition, Tomo, not you. And just on AFL footy, by the way, the Mighty Baldwin Tigers have got a past Players Day next week. So pop into Cherry Road, see all your mates, and see the Mighty Baldwin Tigers in action too.
The big Baldwin Tigers.
The Mighty Baldwin Tigers.
The Mighty.
I won't be there because I'll be busy, but they're having a big past Players Day. So any past players, Baldwin Tigers, get involved next weekend back at Cherry Road. Tomo, we've got a bit to talk about.
We've got a big weekend of footy,
my
friend.
Got a massive weekend. Yep. You spoke about Richmond and North Melbourne before being one of the key games. Tonight's a cracker because we spent a bit of time on Geelong and their stats last week across the league and how poor they were. And with their rankings in a lot of the categories. They got the Magpies tonight at the MCG, Tomo. Inns for the Pies, Armstrong, Witts and Broomhead. Out go Galt, Seedsman and Ramsey. For the Cats, a couple of big ins. Clark, Stanley, Cowan, who hasn't played in 1,386 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Cockatoo. Out go Kelly with that very unfortunate injury.
Yep.
Simpson, Walker
Ball split.
And Orlan Smith. The Magpies, some of the slows on them are that they haven't beaten a hell of a lot. And you go through their record this year, they haven't, according to the AFL ladder, Tomo. But the Cats are in a bit of a phase as well. What do you see happening tonight at the G?
It's a great matchup. You are right. I must say, though, I've been a bit disappointed with the lack of different teams on a Friday night. I think there's been a little bit of the same old with the Friday night games this year.
Yep.
That's just my beef. Too much Carlton.
I'm with you.
Collingwood again, you know, they've had their fair share.
I'm with you.
And it sort of feels a little bit, even though this is a genuinely looks to be two teams that are going to be pretty close to each other on the ladder. I'd like to see a little bit of variation. Hopefully we get that shortly. I'm going to go Collingwood straight off the bat. And the reason for that is leg speed. Their two key on ballers are in terrific form, Dane Swan and also Scott Pendlebury. Pendlebury, he may not have the bells and whistles that Nat Fyfe and some of the other top liners in this competition, but watching him over this season, just every game I watch him, he reminds me why he is one of the most valuable players to his team.
Yep.
Guys in the competition, no doubt. He is one of the best, just an absolute superstar. And he has been leading them terrifically. From a forward line point of view, things are starting to happen for them. I mean, Blair and Elliott as those two small forwards with Cloak giving a good contest and White, they're actually getting to the stage now where they're being very dangerous. But where that's coming from is their defensive pressure. They're understanding what Nathan Buckley's trying to do, and their turnovers, their pressure on the opposition, and their structure is very, very good.
I agree.
And I think that is going to be the difference between these two teams. Leg speed, so turnovers, leg speed from the Pies, and get it into that forward line. I think the Pies will win the midfield battle, they'll win the contested ball battle, and then they'll win the outside speed battle. And that, for me, says that the Pies will get up. It'd be a good game. I'm not taking away from the Cats, Selwood. They've got two big brutes down there in Hawkins and also Clark. Those two guys haven't exactly hit the best of form just yet this year.
Yes.
So they'd need to have a huge game, and the midfield to win, I think, is my take on it. And I'm backing the Pies to win that clash.
I'm with you, and I'm glad you brought up the speed and the pressure and the way they've structured themselves, the Magpies, and their energy's been fantastic. My concern is whether or not they can survive again against another quality team. Now, they're not the team that they were, the Cats. Is this a real chance for the Cats to get some momentum back tonight? I mean, when they survived last week and beat the Tigers, who were ultra disappointing in the first half, found a way to brighten up the game with their play in the second half. But Richmond's a bit, as you say, it's the vortex. You're just not sure where you fit in the scheme.
They were ordinary last week,
Richmond.
Tigers. They were ordinary. That game was a huge one for them.
So is this the challenge for Geelong now?
This is like divisional playoffs, these games. It's what the Vortex have got this week against the Kangaroos. It's teams that you have to beat that are in your sector of the ladder. You can accept getting beaten by the Hawks and Freo. You can't accept getting beaten by Geelong or Collingwood if they are the teams that are going to finish either side of you on the ladder. They're the must-win games that will either propel you into the eight or have you sitting ninth or tenth at the end of the year. And this one here for the Geelong is one of those games. If they're going to make the eight this year, these are the teams they're going to have to find a way to get over. Last week, the Tigers, they did that. They found a way. But there's a lot of other teams that are actually in that area. The Giants, the Kangaroos, Collingwood is in that area. Essendon's in that area. You can go through them. Even West Coast are in that area. You've got to beat all those teams or have a better winning percentage against those teams to propel your team forward. And this is another one for the Cats tonight. They've got to get the job done, but I'm going to back the Pies to be the side. The young players brimming with confidence. Oxley, what a great find he's been.
Yeah.
He's one of the young stars. Seedsman is going to be a loss.
Big loss.
He's been good for them, but I'm going the Pies.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. Pies tonight at the mighty MCG. The call from 6 o'clock with the coach's box with Alan Richardson, then really drilling down from 7 with Hutto, Derm, Tonsils, Moons, and Rowan Connolly as well.
Quickly off the SMS. Am I losing it, boys? I swear you tipped the Tigers, Tomo, last week. Did you make a late change? No.
No.
You missed what we were saying.
You were thinking about changing.
I was saying you should be tipping the Tigers here, but we refuse to.
Because it's the Vortex.
Because they are the Vortex. And that's the last time I will call them the Tigers.
Because they
are just the Vortex.
The Richmond Vortex.
The Vortex.
Well, the Vortex are involved in the next game, Tomo. North Melbourne.
Thank you.
And the Vortex at Blundstone Arena in Hobart tomorrow. We will be there in SEN footy with a great call team. Matty Granlund, Kevin Bartlett and Nick Maxwell. Wait, Hanson McDonald in for the Kangas. Jacobs, Black and Turner go Outski. And for the Vortex, Deledio, Gordon, Griffiths and Grimes in. Great to see Deledio back. Ellis, Vickery, Lloyd and Lennon. And no play for them in the senior level.
A couple of really good players there, Grimes and also Deledio, which is super important. Griffith back in gives them that spine and that structure. Vickery out, just an omission. It's pretty disappointing.
What they're saying now is the Vortex are saying you can't play Griffiths and Vickery in the same team. That's what they're saying.
Well, all they're saying to me is both players are out of form. I mean, both players aren't playing at AFL standard. I mean, there's only one reason you can't play two big guys like that in the one team is because they're not getting a kick.
That's helpful.
Well, it's a simple equation. You can talk about balance, but if you've got a guy like Vickery who can go into the ruck and spend 30% of the game in the ruck, 30% of the game down forward, and then, you know, rotation off the bench,
Yep. You
play him. You are playing him. If he's kicking two goals a game and giving you some effort, you're playing this guy. But he just, unfortunately, the consistency has never been there for him. He hasn't been able to make it happen. And this is where they sit now. And Griffith is very much the same. He's a guy that he's shown snippets.
Yep.
He can kick the ball a mile, but hasn't put together games where he's impacted the game as a key position player enough. And that is one of the reasons where you'll find the Tigers are inconsistent. They don't get the output from these guys week in and week out that other teams are from similar players.
Does he get a chance to do that against the back line of the Kangaroos tomorrow at Blundstone Arena?
Well, he gets a chance every week he goes out there half. The back line of the Kangaroos definitely allows him to, size-wise. Hansen in the back pocket coming back makes it a tougher task for forwards because he's one of the better reading defenders. He'll drop off his man. As soon as his man is out of play, he will drop off him and take those marks every single time, and he'll be a pain in the you-know-what for a player like Griffiths. I'm going to go to the Kangaroos in this one.
Do you think we'll
see? I refuse to tip.
Well, we can't. We can't tip the Vortex. It's just a no-brainer. But just on the Kangaroos, the opposition of the Vortex this week, and off the SMS crowd, they said, like the Vortex of old.
It's got a ring to it.
It's got a ring to it. Do you think on the back of what happened last week with the Hawks game for the Kangaroos, will we see a physical presence from the Kangaroos to say to the competition? There's been a lot of commentary about them being bullied for the rest of the year after what happened last week. Will we see a presence this week physically?
I don't necessarily know.
Not stupid stuff, but...
No, I don't think so. I think that they were outsmarted last week. The Hawks just used the ball so much better than they did. The Hawks just broke them down with ball use rather than actually breaking them down with, you know, physicality. We get carried away with seeing one or two hits to the head and everyone thinks it's, you know, the game was overly physical or more physical than another game. I don't think it was. I think the Hawks played their usual brutish style of football and pressured really well. And when they got it, they cut the Kangaroos apart with smart ball use. The Kangaroos kept turning it over. You turn the ball over against the Hawks, you are stuffed. And that's what the Kangaroos did and did it consistently last week. If they do that against the Tigers, they give the Tigers an opportunity. I think the Kangaroos will be breathing fire this week. They need to win this game. They're under a bit of pressure from the games for where they sit. They've had a reasonably tough start, but definitely need the game. And I think they'll get the job done by about 20 points.
The Kangaroos to defeat the Vortex. You'll catch it all on SEN Footy tomorrow afternoon. 3:22 on the Friday Footy Preview. Nathan Thompson is with us, making a comeback tomorrow. Rams Reserve get there at 2 o'clock to see the big Shark and Rams battle. Thompson v Spider. It's going to be a huge battle out there at Rams.
I wouldn't
tomorrow.
Mind it if Spider was the fullback. If Spider was the fullback, I would appreciate my first game back into the business.
Just give me the 50. Friday Footy Preview with Nathan Thompson, who's making a comeback tomorrow. It's great for footy to see him back out in the parks. Rams Reserve, 2 o'clock. Go and see him in action, Tomo. The Western Bulldogs take on St Kilda.
Now, speaking of action.
At Etihad tomorrow afternoon, 2:10, traditional time slot. Goods and Hunter in for the Bulldogs, the all-conquering Bulldogs at this stage. Boyd, Outski, and Long, Jong as well, not Long, Jong. So the two big outs for the Bulldogs. For the Saints, two big ins. Revolt and Montagna come in for Membry and Akers. Tomo, what happens here?
Well, credit should go to the Saints with their performance against the Bombers last week. They've played some good football sporadically, the Saints. They were great in the opening quarter against Carlton. They were fantastic for 3 3/4 quarters against the Bombers, you know, or probably three. There was some, you know, the reason the Bombers were able to get back into it, the Saints once again, they just can't put that four-quarter performance together. But what you were saying there about the Western Bulldogs, they are two players that have been very, very good for them. And, you know, I mean, the thing about like Boydie, as in his leadership and play, when Boydie's been out, the game he was out, they struggled against the Hawks, of course.
Yep.
And Ling Jong has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, I love his intensity. Love the way he goes about it. Whether he's been finding the footy as well, but his intensity around the football has been absolutely sensational. The Bulldogs are in great form. Bob Murphy, take a bow. It's funny. You see how he's captaining this club and everyone's banding together. New coach. There's some real belief. The energy at the place is amazing. This guy's been there for 300 games. And then he's been, you know, finally been made captain. It's an interesting one.
Timing's interesting, isn't it?
It's funny, isn't it?
Because sometimes it's the moment when someone needs to step up.
From an
and
outside
he did.
Perception, though, not many people would look at Bob Murphy. He's a bit of a different sort of dude. He, you know, he's articles in the paper. He's got a different point of view.
Yeah.
I'm not sure many people would have perceived him to be that captain or stereotype leader or captain position at a footy club. But his footy's doing the talking. And the way the boys are playing, his teammates are playing, says a lot about them believing in him, them, you know, believing in the coach and what they're all about and how they're going about it. So Bulldogs have been great. The forward line for me has been a massive tick. Tom Boyd, this is what happens to young guys who can get more than one opportunity. They get four or five or six. They've given this guy his first two games, couldn't get near it, and didn't look like he was ready for AFL football this year. Consistency, getting the opportunity, belief from his teammates, kicking in the ball. He's now showing that competitive. He's building himself into that real competitor. He's starting to hold on to his marks. Stringer's a beauty. Great story in the paper about him today and his family. Cramery, Honeychurch is a real goer. So they've got so many of these competitive sort of beasts in the team now, and they're getting so much more out of guys like Picken and Dixon, Stevens, these type players. And defensively, the move of Ruffhead over the last few years is now starting to pay off. Talia also is starting to show that he can stand up and be a good, tall defender. And the, Johannesson and Wood. So Bulldogs to win the game for me pretty comfortably half.
Comfortably.
But I just wanted to point out, just, you know, right across the ground, they've had a steady improvement from all players, including their veterans, which sees them playing the sort of footy they have been.
I think it'll be difficult to tip St Kilda this week, but I'm with you. The Bulldogs should win it. I'm keen to see the Saints back up last week's performance, Tomo.
Yep.
That's all I'm after, as I'm a Saints fan. Well, not I'm a Saints fan, but if I was, well, that's all I'd be after this week, to see if they can back it up, because we're talking about measuring sticks, and at this stage, the Western Bulldogs are one of those in the competition, and they get a chance to measure themselves. So that's the challenge for St Kilda, but I'll be tipping the doggies like you. GWS take on the Hawks at Spotless Stadium tomorrow, 4:35 p.m. We will be there. Brett Phillips and David Schwartz calling the action there. Kennedy, Bunteen, Williams come in to the team for the Giants. Wilson, Corr and Kelly go out. Puopolo and Anderson back for the Hawks. Hodge and Lewis, funnily enough, they're out suspended.
Hawks have got great depth. Disappointing that their two most senior players, along with Sam Mitchell, but the two players in Hodge and Lewis will be missing for their indiscretions for the club. I think this is going to be a really good game of footy. I'm going to go with the Hawks because they're a seasoned outfit and they do have the depth to cover, even though they are champions, to cover those two champs. But in saying that, though, I do have a belief in the Giants and the way they play their footy. They were really poor last week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did they treat last week?
I think it'd be something to do with a bit of fatigue for them as a young group. They had a mental lapse travelling to, if you've ever played over at Subiaco and done the trip over there on the 4 hours and sat in the hotel room, most people that have done it know that it's a very challenging situation. Yep, it's 4 hours. Yep, you say, so what? I can tell you from experience, it takes 10% off your legs. And sitting in the hotel room and then getting ready to play, it is not an ideal preparation. And if you aren't able to be mentally switched on for the game, what happened last week, which was West Coast home digs, ran them ragged, big forward, kicks a heap of goals, and made them look pretty silly. Back in Sydney, I think they're a very, very competitive team and they'll get back to that competitive ways. So it'll be a good game of footy. But I still think Hawthorn have got the depth to cover them.
Hawks for me in that one. I would like to see GWS bounce back. A bit like the Saints. I want to see them, well, they didn't have to bounce back, the Saints, because they played okay last week. But I want to see them rally and redeem for last week. They were very, very ordinary, the Giants, and they're much better than that. Gold Coast take on Adelaide. Tomo, this game at Metricon Stadium tomorrow, 5:10 p.m. Just the seven changes for the Gold Coast.
Is that all?
Just the seven. Raines, Smith, Russell, Thompson, Hallahan, Cameron and Hall come in. May, Tape, Martin, Garlett, McKenzie, Matera and Ben will go out. What about that? And for Adelaide, just the four. So that's a lot too. Greig, Lyons, Crouch and Lever come in. Douglas injured, Henderson injured, Ellis Yeoman injured and Jenkins injured. Jake Lever, first gamer from the under-18s.
Wow. Good luck to...
it's not a bad word, I reckon, for this game. Wow.
Good luck to Jake Lever, a local lad from Romsey Lansfield Way. Played for the Calder Cannons, I believe.
Yep,
halfback flanker, really good size, moves really well. Good luck to that young man to getting his opportunity at AFL level. I think Adelaide win this game of footy. There is too much garbage going on at the Gold Coast Suns. I called them last week, and you know what? The Brisbane Lions were that bad that you couldn't take a form line from the Suns. Harley Bennell was by far the best player on the ground. He just was playing, he was running amok. And because there was no effort or pressure from the Lions, he was just pretty much running freely across the ground. Well done to Adam Saad. Love the way he plays his footy. Just goes for it. Like, yep. He's been told, you know what? Run. Basically, get the footy, take them on, create for us. So if the Gold Coast Suns can get that and get that sort of that fast pace running game going, there's certainly a chance to kick some goals and put some pressure on, because their big forwards are beauties. I mean, Dixon is a great competitor. Lynch is a great competitor. They've got A-Hall down there in the forward pocket. Glenn did a good job last week. So they've got some players that can cause some damage. But I think with the players they've already got out of the midfield, and also the guys that are now missing through their little drinky poos on the tasty cold beverages, Adelaide will get the job done. They'll bounce back, Adelaide. They were pretty good last week against Port. They showed they were right up there with Port. Couldn't... how many inside 50s do you want? Couldn't make the most of their chances.
All right, that's Gold Coast and Adelaide. I'm with you, Adelaide, to win that game as well. We'll take a break, Tomo. 26-4. We'll come back and finish with the last four games of round six. Nathan Thompson is with us in the Friday footy preview. Up after 4 o'clock, footy fix from 4 to 6 with Tonsils, Turfy and the Ox. After that from 6. So we build up to Friday night footy. Alan Richardson in the coach's box with Hutto, Matty Granlin. In fact, he'll be getting there later on for the preview of the game. Hutto, Derm, Moons and Rowan Connolly from 6 o'clock for the NP300. Navara from Nissan and Odyssey Financial as well. And then from 7, Collingwood and Geelong from the mighty MCG to kick off round 6 action of the AFL, where we are going through all the games with Tomo and previewing those, getting his world-famous tips. Melbourne and Sydney is the next game up for grabs, Tomo. MCG tomorrow, 7:20 p.m. Dawes, Spencer, Tumpus and Stretch. Billy Stretch, great to have him in the team for the D's. Great name in Melbourne Footy Club circles. Gets his first crack in. Jamar, Grimes, McKenzie and Mitchie go out. McGlynn, Reid and Heaney come back in for the Swans. Three big ins there. Bird, Cunningham and Towers. Can the D's beat the Swans?
Well, who would have thought that the all-powerful Sydney Swans would have only been 3-2 at this point of the season. And really, they were very fortunate to get over the line against the Bombers as well. Only getting in there in the last gasp in that round one encounter. Bulldogs were great last week. Deserved their victory by 4 points. I called the Melbourne Demons versus Fremantle Dockers at the MCG half, and they've been inconsistent this year, the Demons. Their effort has been very good. Yeah. I thought last week it dropped off. I thought, and Nathan Jones, their captain, I think made it made a very...
He was unhappy.
Well, he made a very serious point about that, to say, you know, as a team, we're very unhappy about that because they got selfish. Their defensive effort was pretty poor. They got smacked by a very good team, make no mistake. Sanderlands, Fife, Neil and Mundy are just running amok in the midfield at the moment. Nathan Fife is a level above in what he's doing as a footballer. His one-on-one, I heard Luffy on your show, his one-on-one contest work is, he doesn't look like getting beaten, let alone even the ball going to ground. Like, his timing at the moment, he is just in a powerful, powerful mood, Nat Fife, and it's good to watch. So, Sydney are going to be too strong for the Demons this week, but look for the effort. Oh, gee, a couple of their outs. Grimes, not sure where he's at the moment, Grimes. He struggled, I thought, last week. One of the listeners thought he played on Ballantyne. I'm not sure that he did the whole game. Ballantyne didn't get a hell of a lot of the footy, but certainly through my calling, he wasn't on him the whole time. Mm. And Grimes just really didn't get involved with any sort of rebound attack for the Demons. He barely got his hands on the footy. And it's disappointing. He is one of their players that has been a leader for them. They need him firing. Jamar really struggled. So, you know, he's out of the team as well. And the young guys that they're bringing in, Dawes is a great in for them. They desperately need him and Hogan working together. Yep. That's a great duo. Hogan was still pretty good last week. He worked very hard in limited opportunities. From a Sydney point of view, they've just got to bounce back with intensity and effort. I just don't think it's very much like the grand final last year half. They're in second gear at the moment, and in second gear, second gear you get beaten.
Second gear is, it's second place. second gear. But we'll see
what it's got to do with the midfield, my friend. They've got the big guys up forward. They've got to lift their intensity through the middle of the ground.
All right, that's Sydney to win that game against Melbourne tomorrow night at the MCG. Frio and Essendon, the other game tomorrow night. Six games tomorrow and Saturday, yeah, old school. At Subiaco, or Domain Stadium these days. Alex Pearce comes in, young boy from Devonport, for his first game. Luke McFarlane's out with calf soreness. For the Bombers, Gwilt and Merritt in for Fletcher, the 40-year-old Dustin Fletcher. Happy birthday, Fletch. And Langford Tomo. Any chance of Bombers here?
We've got three Pearces.
That's, we do.
Yes, Clancy.
Daniel and Alex.
And Alex.
Great pickup, Thompson.
Pierce off, huh?
It is. Well, Pierce at on. Some stage there will be Pierce off, Pierce on.
Pierce off
yeah.
and Pierce on.
Yeah, it'll
I
be
like
Pierce
it.
Off and,
and
Pierce on.
May I say that the two Pierce offers, Clancy and Daniel, they were sensational last week against the Demons. Clancy Pierce, career best form, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Nat Fyfe, superstar. The Bombers have been okay over at Subiaco in the last couple of years. They've certainly improved their travelling. I used to call them the bus with no wheels, the old Bombers. But they've definitely improved, but their form has dropped off the last few weeks. Frio, the best team in the comp at the moment. They win this game. They've got too much. From a goal-scoring point of view, Pavlich has been fantastic. Tabiner is playing a really good role for them.
Yes.
Ballantyne and Walters aren't even in good form at the moment, and that's amazing. Last week they kicked 18 goals, not one from those two.
Well, Walters was out early with that concussion, of course.
Well,
last week.
Ballantyne didn't kick a goal, and Walters was on for a quarter, didn't kick a goal, so... They didn't kick a goal.
I'm not disputing your facts.
As simple as that.
I'm not disputing the facts.
Can't kick a goal from the bench, pal. But through the other games, they haven't been in good, great form, big guy. All right?
No, righto, big guy. Righto.
Bombers, they've just dropped off, I think, with their intensity half. They haven't got that ruthless attack on the ball and man with the ball that we saw the first few weeks of the season. The reason they beat the Hawks, it's why they lost to Collingwood. They weren't able to keep the intensity up against the Pies. They got put on the back foot. They turned the footy over. Saints did the same thing to them at Etihad last week. They're going to get they'll get chewed up unless they can find some serious intensity over there in the West.
Frio for you?
Yeah, easy.
Frio for me by enough. Carlton Brisbane. We don't need probably spend too much time on this one, Tomo.
Wow.
Sunday squads extended work with us. Thomas, Casbolt, Menzel, Graham on the squads for Carlton. Henderson out with a hamstring. That's not going to help. And for the Lions, Lewenberger, Lester, Aish, Dawson in. Staker goes out. Liam Dawson, young boy from Astley, gets his first crack. Maybe.
Well, Aish back in. That's an interesting one. Good to see Lewenberger. He's had injuries, but finally getting another chance. But he's another player that needs to step up for this team. I've said it, just honestly on radio, their midfield does not work hard enough, the Lions. But in saying that, no one in their team works like an AFL footballer. When you go and watch the Hawks or Frio and see how those guys work offensively and defensively, those guys work, you know, across the field. Mm. He's unbelievable. And then you go and watch the team at the other end of the spectrum or the scale, which is Brisbane. It's just a completely different game of footy. And unless these young players like Rich and Redden and all the rest of the guys in there, Zorko, unless they can learn or find a way, improve their fitness, improve their toughness to run and work harder, they'll get beaten by Carlton as well.
They will. They're not good enough to win a game at the moment, Brisbane. And Carlton, even though they're not travelling beautifully, they'll win this game at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. Port Adelaide, West Coast, last game of the round, Tomo. Adelaide Oval, Sunday, 4:40. O'Shea, Archie, bless you, Impey and Amon come into the squad. Pollock out with a foot injury. Carl Amon from Sandringham, under-18s, with his first crack, perhaps. And extended squad for the Eagles, Hutchings, College and Nelson, Tomo.
The West Coast Eagles are playing some sneaky good footy, huh?
Sneaky. You got a sneaky problem with Josh Kennedy's elbow, though. Yeah. He's going to play, but there was a suggestion maybe surgery. So it must
Port
be
Adelaide win the game at home. We'll make no mistake about that one. But the Eagles, under my old mate Sauce Simpson,
yes,
they're going okay. Nat Nui's been competing well. They're getting more out of their midfield. Guys like Maston... Pritis is doing his usual stuff, has been going well. But in saying that, though, the Power are starting to find their power, my friend, and they've been fantastic. So, going to go Port Adelaide, but West Coast, they're a sneaky chance for the eight this year, especially the way they're playing at home.
Port to win. They've had a tough start to the year from a fixturing point of view. It's time to cash in now, and they'll do so against the West Coast Eagles.